Rick Emerson Show welcomes your comments, questions, nude photos, and death threats at Rick Emerson, 2000 Southwest 1st Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97201. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From now on, seriously, unless I have a picture and a bio in front of me, I'm going to assume every musical artist we play is gay, black, and Canadian.
No, Johnny Mathis was born in Texas. I have it right in front of me at johnnymathis.com. You can read all about it. Go right there now.
Let's get Victor, who's a first-time caller on his cell phone.
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
What do you got?
I want to let you know that my wife's mother's sister went to school with Johnny Mathis in San Francisco, so he did not live in Canada.
Okay, so Johnny Mathis, let's just take it from the top now. We're sure that he's black.
I think he's actually, as they call now, multicultural.
Okay, so he's so confused. I just want to give him a resume and have him check it and fill it out now before I even start talking to him. Okay, are we sure that he's gay?
Yes.
Okay, but not Canadian, and that's really the most important.
He's a Texan.
He's not a godless Canadian.
He's not a godless Canadian. But remember, after you stop Bowling from Columbine, Canadians can't keep their doors open, though, at night.
It's true. It really is true. All right, there you go. You're a first-time caller. How'd you discover the show here?
Actually, listen to you in Reno when you're syndicated.
Cool.
And you were actually one of the reasons we moved up here. We were visiting, heard you on the station, and knew this was the reason to live in Portland.
Baby! That's what I'm talking about right there. It's making people... You know, I'm making the country better one life at a time, friends. Are you spreading the word?
Absolutely. Every day I can. But you know, some people, they just don't understand.
Those people are fools. They'll be the first against the wall when the revolution comes. The streets will run red with their blood. All right, there you go. We will march on a road of their bones to victory. We will sleep on a bed of severed heads. We will... Okay. It's 503-250...
Who are you, cannibal all of a sudden?
Yeah. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800... You know what I'm saying. 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955.
Yeah, what, are we just going to start calling you Richard the Hun?
You know... Never mind. I was just going to say, it must have been fun for Johnny Mathis to grow up in Texas. That must have been a fun childhood.
Wait, hold on. Black, gay, in Texas.
Yeah, black, gay, and an artist.
Time.
I mean, black, gay, and an artist, you know, who are, you know, they're traditionally sensitive types.
Born in 1935.
In what part of Texas?
I'm looking it up as we speak.
Probably Helotes.
What?
Helotes.
Okay.
Got a big listening audience there. I thought I'd throw it down to them.
Do we know where?
Our computer's awful slow today, but I'm getting there.
His family did move to Post Street in San Francisco.
Oh, there we go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, in any event, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Let's get Chris in Southeast Portland. He's a full-time listener. What's up with you, man?
Hey, I was wondering on that list, where are the Osmonds?
I mean, for whitest ever? Now,
yeah.
I'm going to get crap for this, but you know what? The Osmonds had soul. They really did. It's true. Any fair assessment of the Osmonds' music will show that they had soul that was repressed by their Mormon surroundings.
The Osmonds had soul, and Billy Joel doesn't.
I'm not alone on this. Kristen from accounting will back me up on this, by the way. I am not alone in my feeling that the Osmonds had soul.
With the exception of Down by the River, what song did they do that had soul?
Crazy Horses. One Bad Apple. What are you talking about? One Bad Apple is like an honorary Jackson 5 song. Don't even get me started on the Osmonds. I can go for days on the Osmonds. It's true. Now, the Osmonds had soul, Chris.
You can go for days on cocaine, too. It doesn't make it good.
That's an allegation and an unfair one at that. I live in entirely the wrong neighborhood for that. All right. Moving on, Matthew Peterson. Let's go to Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
From the KOTK newsroom.
I wasn't implying like you.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
You as in anybody.
Yeah,
you.
Great. That's all I need is that to go around, that rumor. It's like that rumor that Clyde killed a guy. Did you ever hear that story that not killed him physically. That story that, I don't know if it's, I don't think it's true. That story that some guy died listening to Clyde's show.
No, I saw that on the internet, how he had a heart attack when he was listening to his
show.
There's
a story, and like Clyde doesn't ever like to talk about it. You bring it up, it's like the thing, the unpleasantness of me and the senator's daughter, which we can't talk about. But it's like how you asked me about it, and I can't. I'm not allowed to talk about it. But
come on, dude, details, please.
I can't. Just a bunch of dicks.
A little bit of info.
I already told you I can't talk about it.
Was she hot?
Don't. You're not going to get it out of me because I'm not going to do it. But if you ask Clyde, though, you say, Clyde, I heard a guy died listening to your show. And he'll go, well,
Let's ask him tomorrow.
Yeah, well, no, because he won't talk about it. I know that he'll hem and haw the way he always does, and I've quit trying to get it out of him. But the story is, just so you know, the story is, and I don't know if it's true, but the story is that there's a guy in Utah who is listening to Clyde's show. Well, this is what we heard from the wife, that supposedly the guy was listening to Clyde's show, and Clyde was, you know, they're coming to eat your brains, or whatever Clyde does. You know, the aliens are coming to have sex with you. And the guy just stood up, clutched his chest, bam, falls on the floor, dead. And that the wife blamed it on Clyde. The wife was like, Ground Zero killed my husband. You, Ground Zero, killed my husband. Prepare to die.
Was she upset about it, or was she mad at Clyde?
No, she was happy with it. She was, thank you for killing my husband.
Was she really pissed at Clyde, or was she...
I don't know. Because he doesn't talk about it, because you're talking to me, he clams up like a clam. Okay, have we done the news yet?
We haven't started.
Let's go to Tim Riley in the KFTK newsroom.
Well, this news is brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Help keep your nest egg from breaking. Call a local State Farm Mutual Automotive Insurance Company agent today for cost and complete details about long-term care insurance. Oh, how low can a crook go? A bad guy held a clerk hostage at Payless Shoe this morning in the coup.
Oh, come on.
Cops got a silent alarm at Payless on Highway 99. The crook tries to take the hostage outside, but she escapes, and the cops catch him in the parking lot with the dough. Maybe Daniel Knowles of the coup should invest in some running shoes. He's charged with armed robbery and kidnapping.
How low, and that is a fair question, how low does your life have to freaking sink when you're robbing a Payless Shoes? What is that? And it makes you wonder what he discarded as possible theft targets. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't want to rob a grandma's buffet.
Well, how about a floor shime shoe? They might make some money selling it. What do you make? $8
maybe
selling a pair of shoes?
Nike Town or something, man. Yeah. There's some, like, expensive shoes in that.
But, I mean, Payless, that's like what... Jesus, that's like... No, not the Ross Dress for Less. That's a little too high-end for me. Not the... What about Value Village? No. Still aiming too high. Scale it down a bit. Payless Shoes. Bingo. That's got it. What is that about?
Well, Jack in the Box awarded its chief executive officer a 35% pay raise for fiscal year 2002 as the company suffered disappointing sales. Let's see, Robert J. Nugent has a salary of $720,000 plus a bonus of more than $437,000 in addition to doubled his stock options. The statement indicates that Nugent's performance bonus was only 60% of what he could have earned at Jack in the Box. With the fiscal year ending in September, the restaurant chain saw a decline of 0.8%. The company lowered its earnings estimate for the current year.
This is Jack in the Box?
Yeah, Jack in the Box.
How do you pronounce that? Is it Chipotle? How do you pronounce that?
Yeah.
Chipotle. Really? Is that how you pronounce it? Is that it's like a Mexican thing or something?
It's basically like jalapenos, but they're smoked.
It's not jalapenos. It's just like, it's not Nordstrom's. It's jalapeno.
Jalapenos.
All right.
But they're smoked.
Anyway, why would you go to... At what point in your thought process do you want Mexican food and you end up at Jack in the Box? What is that about? That's like the whole wanting to be a master thief, ending up at Payless Shoes. I just don't understand how your brain takes that deviation. I need some Mexican... Like,
they've sold tacos for a really long time.
Yeah, they're monster tacos.
Yeah, but it's a Jack in the Box. It's like,
they're good.
Look, here's the starting
they
point.
They also sell egg rolls and teriyaki bowls.
Here's the starting point at your house. Who's in the mood for Mexican food? Here's where you end up. Hey, we're at Jack in the Box. What happens from, like, B to Y there? I understand the A and the Z. What is the rest of that? Where you just, what flowchart do you follow where you find yourself at Jack in the Box trying to find some, you know...
That's not how it happens. It happens like you've got three or four people, and it's like, we're all kind of hungry. And somebody wants Chinese, and somebody wants Mexican, and somebody wants a burger. So it's the best of like, the worst of all worlds.
Yeah, that's what you think of Jack. You do the best.
You go to one place, yeah. Everybody gets what they want, though everything is different.
And curly fries.
Curly fries.
Okay.
Anybody want to see Johnny Mathis? He'll be performing in Clearwater, Florida, January 23rd and 24th. He won't be here on the West Coast till December 6th of the coming year. Well, this year, anyway, he'll be playing in Costa Mesa, California.
I think we can all agree now that we have to give away tickets to Johnny Mathis. And we have to get him on the show. I think we can all acknowledge now that that is just a fait accompli.
You can apologize to him?
What apologize for what?
You called him white.
I thought he was! Look, I listened to the song, I thought he was white. Get off my back! Look, you all thought Scott Weiland was Eddie Vedder, okay? You all did. When you heard the Stone Temple Pilots, you all thought it was Eddie Vedder or that Alice in Chains guy or something. And none of you thought it was some other band. I can be forgiven for thinking Johnny Mathis is, you know, white. Okay, then.
Well, Jennifer Aniston. Oh, what? That was the last one.
We and we all thought snow was from Jamaica, too. You know what I mean?
Let's talk about Michael Chehalis. The S.H.I.E.L.D. star accepted his Actor in a TV Series Award for Drama at the Golden Globe Awards last night.
You have to understand, like a year and a half ago, I was like Tom Hanks in Castaway. I was like, Wilson, I'm sorry, Wilson. This is incredible. It's just been a... The S.H.I.E.L.D. has been a miracle of cooperation to get this
what is that?
Show done. And
what does he
really
mean?
I want to thank the foreign press for this... just incredible.
Yeah, but I don't understand what that has to do with him.
So
he was saying hello to, he was saying goodbye to a volleyball on a plank. What does he mean he was saying, what does he mean he was like Tom Hanks?
I have no, he won the Best Actor Award?
But this is for a TV show. I don't understand what he's talking about. Play that again.
All right.
We'll play Michael Chiklis. And Chiklis is an unfortunate name when you're a teenager, I bet.
You have to understand, like a year and a half ago, I was like Tom Hanks in Castaway. I was like, Wilson, I'm sorry, Wilson. This is incredible.
I'm Michael Chiklis,
it's
I'm high.
Just been a,
yeah,
the,
he's
the
an
S.H.I.E.L.D.'s
idiot.
Been a miracle of cooperation to get this show done, and I really want to thank the foreign press for this just incredible accolade. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Richard Gere thanks the head of Miramax Films, Harvey Weinstein, in part of his four-minute speech.
There's a guy I'd like to really
a four-minute speech.
People don't thank
him. Well, Richard Gere has that much to say.
A kindly, wonderful, gentle man that we all deeply love. His name is Harvey Weinstein.
Cool. Let's applaud because we fear him.
A little rough around the edges. But a heart of gold.
Okay.
Oh, and a quick factoid here. We've just learned that Johnny Mathis will receive a 2003 Lifetime Achievement Award Grammy. He'll be formally acknowledged in conjunction with the 45th Annual Grammy Awards Ceremony, which will be held in New York's Madison Square Garden February 23rd. So don't miss it.
All right. I never in the life of me dreamed that I would be learning this much about Johnny Mathis all in one day.
Well, chances are you'll learn more. Part of the metro forecast, light rain likely this afternoon, highs in the mid-40s tonight, lighter rain changing to heavy rain, then occasional rain, and sometimes more rain after that. I'm T. Riley, the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, and 1-800-727-5955. It's time for another edition of How Chicks Think, with Jolie from the front desk. Now speaking slowly so as to draw out the time, so as to facilitate, there we go.
What a girl.
What? You've got a strange little smile on your face.
Oh, I'm watching my niece and nephew today.
Really? Is that how those children are out in the hallway?
Yeah.
All right.
Children, they're probably running around the
children don't like
now.
Me. The children don't like me. They just...
You give off a bad vibe, dude.
I don't give up a bad vibe.
Yeah,
the
do.
Children just see me and start shrieking, though. I don't know why. It's like, seriously, I'll be at the mall, the bus... Airport, doesn't matter. Children see me and they just start crying. I don't know why it is.
It's like dogs, you know, when dogs know if you fear them.
And children are like dogs in more than one way. All right. You know it's true. You know, they tear up all your stuff when you're not looking. You know, they don't know how to go to the bathroom until you, you know, and you learn them. All right. Anyway.
You were once like that, too.
I'm still like that. This comes from Tony. Subject line, women and money. Rick, please ask Jolie, with the less traditional Joe-Lee spelling, if she still would have accepted her husband's marriage proposal if he hadn't offered up a ring of any kind. If your husband had proposed to you and had given you no ring, no jewelry or anything, how would you have felt about that?
Well, I would have said yes, but there would have been conditions.
What conditions? What is that?
Well, I would have to have a ring before I would actually say yes and commit.
Why?
It's tradition.
Well, so what? So it's tradition. Big deal.
So?
So it's not having your hair dyed red.
Nuh-uh.
The timeless, the timeless cerebral retort of nuh-uh.
Because, you know...
So, no. The answer is you wouldn't have accepted it.
Yeah, I would have, I said.
But
on condition.
What condition?
The condition that she would have got a ring.
He sold his car and bought me a ring.
Okay, so therefore... Okay, so the answer is no. Without a ring, you wouldn't have accepted it.
Not at that particular moment.
Okay, so
in
no.
Time.
So the answer is no.
Well, you're twisting my words, Rick. No, I believe it's yes, I would.
Tag, Matt Peterson, I'm tagging you.
Okay, not what? Twisting anything. Yes, I would, if on the condition of him buying me a ring.
Yeah, which, he said he would give me a ring.
Which means, no, you wouldn't, but answering the first question.
But you know what? If he just went and got one out of the little candy machine or got me the candy big ring, you know that big old diamond candy ring?
Yeah.
That would be perfect.
Oh, that's which is obviously a lie.
The bigger the diamond, the more he loves you. You should know that by now.
Who wants to take that one? I should have let that sit there. Who wants to take that one?
You really,
I don't even know what to say to that.
Do you really think that, Julie?
I thought it was the thought that counted.
How many carats is your ring?
I don't even know. I don't count the carrots.
I thought it's the thought that counted.
It is.
Okay,
I'm teasing.
It was all about the tradition.
I was going to say, if it's the thought that counts, can't he just think about giving you a ring? Yeah, I thought about giving you a ring.
No, thoughts don't count. Carrots
no, because
count.
See, people are going to be like, oh, you're not married, and where's your ring? You're not wearing one. You must be trying to get some other...
So? Well, what does it matter?
What if symbolically you wanted to go down and have your wedding badge tattooed on?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I could do that. That'd be too scary.
So your whole concern is what other people are going to think. This is the primary reason for a ring, is to keep other people thinking.
If you've been listening to the segment, Rick, you'd know that it's all about other people.
So it doesn't really matter.
That's what women think about.
So it doesn't really matter what your husband thinks or what you think. It's what other people are going to think about you.
Really, it's about you want the ring because the ring signifies.
I need a drink.
Signifies
it's a good
unity
thing to face a marriage on is what other people
never
think.
Never-ending love. What you know?
Other
circle.
People aren't involved in your unity and never-ending love.
Yeah, but it's a couple. It's not like you're not living on a commune. It's what do you care what other people think? So if he let's start over here. If he just come up and he said, you know, we've been together for a long time, and I think you're bitching and everything, and I don't have a ring, and I'm not going to give you a ring, but you should marry me anyway. What do you say?
I'd go buy my own ring.
What the hell is the point of that?
Oh God, why do you have to argue about it?
I'm just curious. I just don't understand.
Women love diamond rings. They love jewelry.
Okay, so he wouldn't have to give you one though.
No, but I'd probably hold it against him if he didn't.
I swear to Christ. Okay. All right. Well, there we go. I guess that's the end of it. I guess that's what I got a question for me, though, that we'll have to answer on the other side, and it's about hookers. So you want to stick around for that, because remember that we had that whole hooker discussion? Well, somebody wants to ask both of us the hooker question on the other side. It's 503-250-1080. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Jesus, I feel like I gotta untie my brain now. Like it's been somehow looped into a sheep shank knot.
Oh my God.
What the hell?
Funny.
you count the carrots.
Not the thought.
Yeah, I got your carrot right here. All right. What?
That's a sexual harassment suit waiting to happen.
No, I'm talking about beta carotene.
Okay.
And Jen Sana. Is Sarah Dillon with the traffic?
Well, what happened at the, what was this, that award show last night? Whatever it was. Golden Globe, yes. Eddie Falco won for actress in the TV series The Sopranos.
I can't talk. Oh. I have an allergy. I swear to God. So funny. So many people. I can't do it. I love my job, too. People have said such lovely things about the show this year that it's moved them. I can't. I don't want anything more than that. People said everything I need to hear to know that what I do is important, because I need to feel that way. Oh my God, I have to go.
What? Who was that?
Eddie Falco of The Sopranos.
Was it now? Okay. All right.
Next, we have Jack Nicholson. The actor explains what this award really means.
It means a lot to me. You know, I mean, what does it mean? Okay, well,
Eddie Falco's also black.
My children are just old enough to appreciate it. You know,
and gay.
I had done a few serious movies, so they
possibly Canadian.
They really don't get to see them. They'll get to see this show. You know, I don't know how they'll react to the movie. And there's a lot of things about it. I mean, it's, let's face it, it's a great job to have. It really is.
I get to have sex with Laura Flynn Boyle and then pay millions of dollars to be grumpy on film.
Well, the rain's going to get heavy at some point tonight. It's going to rain tomorrow and the day after that.
The rain's going to get heavy at some point.
Right.
Is that what they teach you in that
meteorology school?
New school you go to? All right.
It is.
Okay.
We need to speak with Richard Nunn about this.
Where is Richard Nunn? Are we going to hear him today?
There was a chance he was going to call us. We don't
chance
know.
Of call, 50% today.
Yeah, I don't think the chance is quite that high. I think we're looking more at about 25% chance
of
call.
Okay.
So. Well, that'll do it for me. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Let's not forget Joe Millionaire tonight. Episode, three?
Yeah.
Third installment of Joe Millionaire tonight. Oh, I gotta find that Joe Millionaire stuff. I gotta find those Joe. Maybe we'll read it tomorrow. I got dirt. I mean, it's not like it's exclusive dirt, but I saw
well,
the news
just
article.
Go over the headliners really quick. So I know.
It was saying that he went to like a $20,000 a year private school as a kid. Also, they were noting that the average, it was a breakdown of what the average construction worker in California actually makes. It was like 38 grand or something was the floor on that. So I'll dig it up. I don't have it in front of me. I don't want to get it wrong, but it was basically a list of things that prove that he's probably secretly rich. And plus they noted, what's his middle name? It's Evan Wallace Marriott. Isn't that it? And they said that Evan Wallace Marriott screams rich, doesn't it? All he needs is the third at the end of that. That totally is a rich guy's name.
That's true, but it's just the name.
Yeah. Okay, so in a moment, we have a question for me via Jolie from email that we'll get to in a second. We're going to get Jim in just one moment. Mark in Portland, you're a first-time
caller.
Yes. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Hey, are you there?
What do you got, man?
Well, just curious about this ring deal.
Yes.
I was told through etiquette that if a guy gives a girl a ring and then bails out of the engagement, etiquette states that the girl can keep the ring, but does that work both ways?
The way I look at it is the engagement's off, the ring ought to go back to whoever gave it.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter. An engagement ring is a promise to marry. It's part of a contract, and so that just seems elementary that if you're not going to get married, the woman's got to cough the ring back up.
It sounds like a penalty to me.
I think whoever buys the ring ought to get the ring if things go south. That's just, I'm saying for me. That's
and
my
Jolie's
opinion.
Statement about the bigger the diamond, the more he loves you. that would kind of say to me that size matters. Is that what she's saying?
Always.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Yeah, you're a first-time caller. How'd you discover the show?
Oh, I've been working with some construction and flipping through the channels, and I just, I like the fact that you guys are local.
Excellent. What do you think about this Joe Millionaire guy saying he works construction full-time, but he only makes 19 grand a year?
He must work on the weekends, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pulling down about 70. Come on.
Yeah, baby. Attention, you know, Jolie.
Oh, $70 a day?
Let's get Jim. He's a full-time listener in Portland. What's up?
Yeah, Rick. The only thing I've been learning from Jolie about what chicks think is, I mean, I'm going to have to go gay. I mean, let's just face it. Okay, men are dogs and women are materialistic. Well, you know, if I'm going to have my head screwed up and trying to get some action, I've got four words. Jack Daniels and internet porn.
Yeah, that's okay. Well,
it's not
many,
as fun.
Multiple words anyway.
Well,
I'm with you on that. The idea of going gay is pretty fun. Caution: repeated exposure to Jolie from the front desk may cause you to go gay. So there's no gay recruiting. There is apparently like gay infliction, though. All right. Okay, 1-800-727-5955. Oh, we'll get these emails here in a second, and this question that somebody wants me to answer, I guess, in the presence of you, Bob and Sherwood on a cell phone is a full time listener. What's up?
I heard a good one on Tom the other day about wedding rings or engagement rings.
Yeah.
And that was, she wants the ring so bad, have her go into the diamond store or whatever and get it put on an account in her name. That way, if the relationship goes sour, she can pay for it.
I have no problem. You want to give jewelry, you want to get jewelry, that's fine. I'm just saying, I think guys would prefer a little honesty. You just want to know the deal up front. You know?
Hey, I left you a message this weekend.
About?
on your board.
Board.
Oh, are you the one that said
right behind you.
Oh, is this the whiteboard in the studio? I don't know.
You got it.
It's been erased. There's nothing over there. They got wiped clean.
Oh, Bob from In the Driver's Seat?
That's it.
Oh, is it in the driver's seat, the car show with former Weapon Master Ian Gordon?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Ian has a minivan he has to drive around now.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yes, yeah, the good Lord giveth, and then the minivan people taketh away your manhood. That's Bob from In the Driver's Seat, which is a very fine program you can hear on the weekends here. All right, so we got the email we'll get to in a second. This one just says, Jolie needs a therapist. Let's see. Damn, now I've lost it all. Well, okay, I'll get back to it. But I got to read this. This is from, well, I guess there's no name. It's just an email address. But it says, this is about the prostitute thing. Because, you know, we were talking about the hooker thing a few weeks ago and the question of a guy told his girlfriend a long time ago before we were together, I went to a prostitute and she freaked out and, you know, and kicked him out and everything. We had this whole discussion. Now this person wants to know, Rick, I have to ask you, what would everyone say if the tables were turned and you found out that your girlfriend used to be a hooker? Would everyone be just as understanding, or would it be repulsive and be a cause for valid dumping? Well, I mean, first of all, they're not the same thing. Knowing that your boyfriend went to a hooker at one point and knowing that your girlfriend used to be a hooker are two entirely different things.
Guys can't be hookers, though.
Well, that...
What are you talking about?
What question are you listening to? What email were you reading over there?
Well, you said it's not the same.
No, I'll read the email again.
The same question would be if said guy goes to prostitute one time before he gets married and then years later ends up getting married, to if said woman who's getting married went to a male prostitute one time years before they got married, would it matter?
Now you're confusing me. No, but here's the question. I'll read it again. Just everybody, Jesus, God in heaven. Okay, here's the question. What would everyone say if the tables were turned and you found out that your girlfriend used to be a hooker? Not went to one, but was one. Would everyone be just as understanding, or would it be repulsive and be cause for valid dumping? My point is, it's probably going to be a cause for dumping to most guys because it's not the same thing. Because they're not. It's not a valid comparison. Saying that you went to a hooker one time as a guy is not the same thing as saying you're a woman who used to, you know, used to do guys for crack money in like the back of an alley somewhere. They're not the same thing at all.
It's not always for crack money.
Well, I'm just saying, here's why it's not the same thing. Because there's it's what I call attitudinal groupings. It's like if you know one thing about a person, there's other things you automatically know. Here, the example of this I always give is that if you're a huge Monty Python fan, you're also a huge fan of Star Trek, you're probably also into Dungeons and Dragons, and you probably spend a lot of time in your parents' basement. It's just something you know about people like that, you know what I mean? You know, if I see you downtown and you're wearing, like, ripped-up fishnet nylons and a lot of black eyeliner, you probably don't listen to Johnny Mathis records, no matter where he's from. There's just certain things you can extrapolate out about a person based on other things you know about them. If you end up as a prostitute at some point, I know a lot of things about you. Dad probably used to kick Mom down the stairs in front of you, probably a meth-addicted boyfriend on the couch at home, and three Camaros you're trying to make payments on. So I don't think I'd date a girl who was a prostitute simply because that tells me a lot of other things about her that are negative. So that indicates a lot of other negative character traits. All right, this email for Jolie is, the subject line is, enough is enough. My sweet Jesus, Rick, was today's How Chicks Think segment enough for you to get rid of Jolie? Jolie is, all caps now, insane. She can't even form a complete thought. Jolie contradicts herself in every other sentence. Oh, my God, Rick, my neck is tensing up and my jaw is clamping down. And then the email is simply signed, it hurts, Amanda. So there's from a woman. So there you go. All right, so there's Amanda signing it hurts. There's Jolie from the front desk. All right, we got more on the way. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KFDK. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. We have more on the way. Stay there. Don't go anywhere.
Talk 1080 KOTK.
Just the best part of that email is, it hurts. Signed, Amanda. All right, here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
You know, I'm getting really tired of saying there's no traffic, and I'm sure you guys are getting tired of hearing it.
Make stuff up. Just fabricate something.
Well, I'm not doing well on the
giant
show.
Giant reptilians have taken huge sections of the city hostage.
There's fire from the traffic.
What? Well, I'm trying to give you a little point. I'm trying to set you off in the right direction.
Are there any more Sasquatch on 84?
No, that was a one-time deal.
Damn.
That's the last time I saw one. No, things are looking good.
Hams raining on the city from above. Save your children.
A spam truck has collided with a cadaver truck on 84.
That was creative.
Well,
God, I'm not creative today. I'm going to talk about the weather, since I haven't talked about it 10 times before. Hey, today there's going to be...
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
No. Yeah, but television's only in 2 dimensions to you too, Sarah.
I know. Never mind. Let me reformat my argument and then get back to you.
Okay.
Hey, it's not like it's a hologram projector.
Okay, I'll figure it out.
Tim, does your dog watch television?
Yes, he does.
See? That's what I'm saying. I used to have a dog, and granted, it was only one dog that ever did that. The rest just sat around and licked themselves. But I had a dog that would sit there, and I swear to God, I had this tiny little black and white television, which was how you did it back in the day. Hey, did you ever have this? Did you ever have the television that didn't have, it had the little tiny 1/8-inch plug on the side for the one, and it wasn't headphones, it was the little white earplug that I'm talking about? Do you ever have the TV with the white earplug? Got all nasty, got all encrusted with earwax and whatnot over the course of the week, and you had to share it with somebody?
Mine doesn't even have that.
The rest of us just plug normal headphones into that jack.
Yeah, see, I didn't have it. We just had, like, the cheesy ass. It looked like one of those Miracle Ear bell tone things came with it.
I don't even have that. Mine's old. It's an RCA Space Command color television.
Space Command. Does it have does the remote control say something, like, now with wireless ease or something?
It's huge. It takes, like, D batteries. You can really hurt somebody with that.
I love those remote controls that they had, like, the three huge chunky buttons where there was just on, off, and, like, mute. Like, there wasn't anything else. You press the button, you expect bay doors to be opening, the roof of your house or something. What were we talking about? Dogs watching television.
Yeah.
So, now, dogs may not watch television, and the lack of television watching on the behalf of the part of the canine community may be due to myriad reasons, but one of them is not that the television is in, quote, 2D.
Yes,
to them.
2D for us.
I know, I'm just saying. So, I don't know. And it's not that it's in black and white, because I only had a black and white television at the time. All right, in any event. So, I got this email about Tim that we'll get to in a moment, but I want to close out the e-cuts.
All right.
Because I didn't watch it last night, so I want to close out the Golden Globe news. Because I'm going to go, on Roop's advice, I'm just going to go home and delete it.
Now, let's see what we have here. We have Kim Cattrall accepting the Best Actress in a TV Series for Sex in the City.
You have no idea how many men I've had to sleep with to get this award.
Now, that's funny.
It has been an incredible journey. I thought that they had stopped writing parts for women.
An incredible journey.
Who could be funny,
like,
and
she's
strong,
Odysseus.
And sexy. And I'm here to tell you, it's the truth.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. We can all agree that she's the only attractive woman on that show, though.
No. The brunette. What's the brunette's name?
Not with the short spiky hair. You're not talking about the brunette that is, or the redhead, are you?
No.
Who's the who?
I don't watch the show, so I don't know who. I don't even know the character name, but she at least she used to be on it.
I've watched
the long brunette hair.
Does anybody here watch Sex in the City?
I don't remember her name, but I know who you're talking about.
She's the best looking of the bunch.
Really? Kim Cattrall's the one who gets nude all the time, though, isn't she? Isn't she the one who can always be counted on to nude up? I don't know. It's just, as long as it's somebody to take the camera focus away from Sarah Jessica Parker.
Wasn't Kim Cattrall an ex-Playboy bunny? I'm pretty sure she was.
I don't know. The only thing I know Kim Cattrall from is that movie Mannequin with Andrew McCarthy. You remember Mannequin? Had that song, that Starship song? Nothing's gonna stop us now.
Where she started out as an Egyptian princess.
Completely. And then there was the second
a mannequin.
One. Yeah, and then there was the second one, the Mannequin 2, electric whatever, that had Michelle Pfeiffer, just somebody completely horrible and repellent in it. I don't even think it had Andrew McCarthy, and then I got John Cryer or
something. No, it had Christy Swanson in it.
Christy Swanson of Buffy the Vampire Slayer
fame.
She was
Mannequin 2.
All right, anyway, so I don't know who the hell it is, but it's not Sarah Jessica Parker, who looks like Marilyn Manson.
Here's Martin Scorsese, who won the Best Director Award for Gangs of New York.
I wanted to make sure I thanked everybody that, well, this picture's been a dream of mine. They always say a dream, but this is really, maybe a dream come true is a cliche because cliches are true, but it really is. I was 7 years old when I first heard the first stories about this time, and it's taken about, I don't know, when I'm 60 or something, about 40-some-odd years to get it done. But I have to thank Harvey Weinstein.
What is it? Is that mandatory or something? Is that like ending the fortune with in bed? Yeah, everybody's just got to say, I don't think Harvey Weinstein.
He's dying.
Was that? No, I think it's because he just wields like so much power that everybody's got to thank him or their careers are going to get toasted. Because you know what they call him in Hollywood? They call him Harvey Scissorhands. Because it's like he's notorious for taking films away from directors and editing them down to suit his own like vision of what the film should be. And how sad is that? You know, Kim and I have talked about this a lot. How sad is it that at this point in his career, even Martin Scorsese still has to contend with meddling producers and executive producers that want to take his films away and hack them all up beyond all recognition? You think, Jesus, I mean, you make Goodfellas, you make Mean Streets, you make, you know, all of those movies, and it Raging Bull, and at some point you would just get absolute creative control and final cut authority. You know, but no, that's reserved for you know, the people who make. Jesus Christ! Did you see that Kangaroo Jack was number one at the box office?
Number one for the weekend.
Number one.
Yeah, that's great.
Kangaroo Jack not only beat The Two Towers, it beat The 25th Hour, which is the new Spike Lee film, which is exceptional, by the way, which everyone should go see. Beat Chicago, beat The Hours, beat all of those movies. Beaten by a kangaroo with sunglasses. I mean, that'll just drive you to drink. I mean, what must it be like for Spike Lee to wake up in the morning to have made one of the finest films of your career, starring Ed Norton, who is one of the great actors of our time? I mean, Ed Norton is one of the great actors of our generation. And then you just wake up and you look at the trade, and it's like, no, you had your ass beaten by a kangaroo in sunglasses. It's just sad. It just makes you never want to go see a film again.
Nicole Kidman talks about wearing prosthetics.
At first, in the makeup chair, when I first saw it, I thought, gosh, this could either look totally ridiculous, or it will really help people to get lost in it, in the character and in the film. I mean, the main concern was that it wouldn't be a distraction to an audience.
Yeah, all right.
Let's end with that.
All I know about The Hours is that I don't have to go see it. I finally talked my way out of having to go see it. All right, I want to read this really quickly before we do the break here. Subject line is Tim Riley and his cars. Rick, I'm tired of Tim Riley driving around my neighborhood in his fancy man automobiles. I was in the grocery store, and guess who strolls up right next to me? You guessed it. Tim Riley. I paid no mind to him. Out of the corner of my eye, I could tell that he knew who I was. No interaction until I go to back up my large station wagon and leave. And then he has something about his ass and golden soft margarine. Tim and his glorified Pinto station wagon that Subaru just came out with. It's supposed to resemble a truck. I'm calm, though. Otherwise, he would have had a Subaru taco after the Mercedes wagon crunched him into the golden arches. I'm a listener since day one, but I'm tired of Tim ignoring me since he has his brand new cars. Oh, yeah, F-Matt with a yellow fiberglass taco with a leprechaun inside.
This F-Matt could be sponsored by your business.
So apparently you're no longer Tim from the block. Apparently you're getting above your raising. All right.
You know, I went to a different gas station Saturday with my other Subaru, and I said, fill her up, please. And he comes back, he goes, will you open the gas tank? Open the gas tank? Yeah. So it took me a few minutes to figure it out. And I have a New Jersey plate. It looks like I've just stolen this car.
How'd you pay for this? What kind of name is Riley, anyway? You know, can I tell you this? That I've had my car for like 5 years. I go to open the gas tank every time I pop the trunk by mistake. It doesn't matter how many times I've been doing it. I'm always opening the trunk by mistake. And wasn't your car belching flame anyway? What are you doing putting flammable things in it?
Oh, yeah, that was it. Subaru. A neighbor complained that there are 4-foot flame shooting out of the back of my car.
Was that so you could get more pickup off the line?
Yeah,
or
I wanted to have a little weenie roast up my driveway early in the morning.
All right.
It did start fine, though.
Okay.
With a little fire between neighbors.
Okay. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. We got Likas in about 15, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't go anywhere. It's a Rick Emerson Show. Back after this on Hot Talk 1080 KTK. Here's Led Zeppelin.
From Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Is good. I also like canon, especially when you're referring to something that's accepted, like in the Star Trek franchise. You go, that's not part of the Star Trek canon. Puts you one rung above the other geeks. All right. It's 503-250-1080, or not. 503-250-1080 in Portland. We got Likas in about 10, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. As we enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Rick, did you see the Man versus Beast competition on Fox? Greatest TV show of the year. A Kodiak bear outate the world's hot dog. We had this the other day, the hot dog eater. What I missed due to channel surfing was the 44 midgets versus the elephant in the plane pulling competition. Can you tell me who won, or can you ask your people? Thanks, AP.
I also turned the channel during that time.
Let me understand. So you watched.
I wasn't captivated by midgets and elephants.
Oh, come on! What are you talking about? You managed to watch the Kodiak bear eating hot dogs versus some Japanese.
Now that was interesting.
And an orangutan having a tug of war with a sumo wrestler.
Who won?
Okay, but somehow you weren't. So that was compelling, but not midgets versus elephants.
Well, you know. The big turnoff was the giraffe one that lasted like a half a second. The guy beat the giraffe in like 2 seconds, and I waited like for 45 minutes to see this, and it's like, is that all there is to a giraffe race?
Big overture, little show.
But the zebra, he beat the zebra and gave that zebra a run for his money.
Are you snorting?
I am, man. This is the dumbest goddamn show.
Somebody just called and said the elephant won.
No, okay.
I wasn't really listening.
You know, I don't really care, so that's kind of a wash. Hey there, lead singer from Poison. Had a great time at Satyricon on Saturday. I have to say, Sarah is the coolest. I introduced myself using a line from Animal House. Sarah totally knew it. I've used that line for years, and no one ever catches on to it. Even people of my generation don't know it. Word up, sister. S-I-S-T-A-H. Sarah has got it going on. Signed, Monty, the undercover brother. Okay. P.S. Clyde, I'm not on vacation anymore. I'll try to come hang out with the Klingons on Thursday. Like, there's any two phrases that don't belong together in a sentence. Undercover brother and I'm going to hang out with Klingons. All right. In any event. All right. We're going to make way for Likas. We want to thank Billy Three Fingers Bazzini. W. Colin Powell, the Oregon protesters, all these slogan generators today, by the way. Oh, how about this? We gave peace a pass, we got hit in the ass. Okay.
Don't have the right amount of syllables, right. Doesn't flow.
Ramsey Clark, big black gay Texan Johnny Mathis. You know, it just still doesn't sound right, no matter how many times I say it, it just doesn't. Well, okay. CNN Radio's Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio's Jim Roop, Martin Scorsese, Jack Nicholson, Edie Falco, Kim Cattrall.
And, I thought it was Eddie Falco.
I don't know. We have Likas next. We'll be back in 21 hours for another noon news hour right here on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. As always, the Rick Emerson Show is produced by the coolest Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. In the newsroom, Tim Riley, executive producer Matthew Peterson. Do not let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for listening. See y'all tomorrow. Bye.